Welcome to J-Fire Radio. This is where people come to hear success, tips and secrets about the new age of business. And with me today, Craig Schiltz and Aaron Biley. Welcome.
Welcome, Benny boy.
How's it going today, boys? The sun is shining. You've all got smiles on your faces and I'm feeling great to be here with you. How are you guys feeling to be with me?
We love being with you, Benny. You love it. It's my favourite part of the day.
This radio show.
Love it.
And you're both starting to be stars at this whole J-Fire Radio thing. And today we're going to be talking about how do you choose a home-based business? And you guys being home-based business experts, who better to talk about than you guys? Craig, how do you choose a home-based business?
Well, look, it can be a bit of a jungle. It's a bit like learning a new language when you're looking for home business. But, you know, you've got to really, I guess, choose something that's going to align with your values and your passions. You know, they're the real two key areas that I think when I'm talking to people about what to do, you want to find something that you get really passionate about, something you believe that aligns with your values and run with that. And there's so many different opportunities out there, especially now with things like internet-based businesses, you've got eBay businesses, you know, there's all sorts of different things out there. And I'm sure Aaron would probably share our story about looking for the perfect home business. But, you know, I think that you really do need to find something you're going to fall in love with.
I think that's a really good tip because the amount of marketing messages people are getting every single day, they're driving down the freeway, there's billboards, they're getting on Facebook and there's ads down the side, they're on the internet, ads everywhere. And a lot of people are probably going looking for that thing without looking within and finding what their core values are and what they're going to fall in love with. What do you think about that, Aaron? And how did you guys choose a home-based business?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with what Craig said is that passion's going to get you over the line long-term. So what are you aligned with? What are your passion? What do you can see yourself doing? So I always say start with the end in mind and then start your research. So for me, I wanted something. And look, I've always been a big thinker and I'm not saying this is for everybody. Some people are just after an extra $2,000 a month so I don't have to go back to work and stay home with the kids and that's going to make ends meet perfectly. For me though, I was looking for something I could earn a seven-figure residual income from. And so I had to start with the end in mind. Is this particular home-based business going to get me there? Or is it going to be too slow? Is the income not going to be enough? Okay, it's a good home business, but it's not residual. And so if you're looking at things like for me, if I'm looking at doing a lawn mowing round or a bookkeeping home-based business or an eBay business, they may not necessarily be residual income for me and certainly not the income I was looking for. So I had to find a business model where I'd seen other people, I'd seen social proof of people making the type of income I wanted to in the time frame I wanted to do it and the type of income I wanted. So start with the end in mind. How do you see yourself at home and look for a business that can get you there?
So starting with the end in mind, where would somebody go to do their research, Craig? Where would you actually find this information to base your research on?
Well, Aaron mentioned he started when he was looking for the best residual opportunity, he went to Dr. Google. But, you know, and for Aaron and myself and our journey, we actually attended a group of seminars to start with and we actually basically, they were presenting their opportunities to us, but we were really interviewing them. You know, we were looking for the right people to work with because that's always the most important thing. You know, integrity, have they had the success that you want? You know, do they have what you want? Are they living the lifestyle you want? So there's all sorts of different ways. You can actually even pick up the classified ads in the paper every day and you'll find home-based business opportunities. So there's lots of different ways to find them out there, especially with the internet now. There's all sorts of different ways. But the key thing is working from home because you don't want to be traveling in the 9 to 5 hours and you don't want to get caught in traffic with a job. So one of my friends, yeah, he's got a mortgage broking business and he works out from home and he loves property. He's a property investor and that just fit with him. It's certainly not way too much manual work for me of all the paperwork, but he's still at home. Yes.
Okay. So he's cutting out 2 hours of commuting through peak hour traffic and he's at least doing what he wants to do at home. So look, if someone's going to be plowing through the internet, they've gone to Dr. Google, they're looking at all these parameters with home-based businesses because there are a lot of opportunities out there. How do they actually narrow it down? Like what are the sorts of things that you should be looking for? And let's just isolate it to an income situation. As far as income goes, and Aaron mentioned residual income, etc. What are the things people should be looking for in an income? We're not talking dollar amounts. I'm saying in payment structures.
You can look at things like leveraging in terms of a niche and go franchising. I mean, again, start with the end in mind. And do you really want to be working 100 hours a week? Is that really the goal for you to get into home-based business? And I think social proof is important. So when I was looking, I remember whether you're starting with People or Google or wherever it may be, as the people that have gone before you that are earning the type of income that you want, the way you want to be earning it. But I think it's really important for people to get productive and proactive on it. Don't just sit there on Google, because you'll just find a million ads, a million links to click on, a million people trying to tell you how good they are, and people poaching left, right, and center, and they're hiding behind a website. You click on there, you're paying whatever you want, and there's no follow-up and support. So for people, I would recommend whichever way you're doing your research, you've found something you find interesting, the income structure is how you want it, pick up the phone and talk to somebody and really start saying, hey, do you mind if I talk to your top five people and actually interview them and make sure they do have a good lifestyle, they do have the income, that what you say is true. And if it's really true and they've got integrity and it's real, they'll give you those people's phone numbers. That's what I did. I said, I trust you, I listen to you, but I need to do more research. Can I talk to the actual people? So don't just sit there on the internet, click and give your credit card away. Look for that social proof and get on the phone and even go and meet with some people to make sure it's real.
I've seen you guys do that yourselves in your own businesses, doing three-way calls with people that have asked exactly the same question. So I think that's a really good tip. So let's say you found a business that you think's going to be just for you. You're passionate about what the company does and all that kind of thing. And then all of a sudden you've decided to join. What do you do next?
Well, for me, look, I always look at, I guess, product relevance. So in home business, you want to find a product or service that fits with today's economy. For me, if I was to set up an eBay store selling records, you know, that's way, way, way too niche, because now you've got downloadable things. We're on a podcast at the moment doing our own radio show. So I always look at a product range and service, or the service that I really want to work with, and I'll align with that. So that, I guess, is a really key thing. But when you're made that decision, you want to go ahead and just take the plunge and actually take action. So after the research is done, you've made your business decision, then you've actually got to move forward and actually take action and do it.
So how many people, I suppose, get to that point and they say, okay, I'm going to plow through and take action? And sometimes that's the stumbling block for people. If somebody's in that situation listening now and they're going, wow, I've chosen a company, I think the products are great, I'm passionate, I'm ready to go, you know, bust doors down and get my business going, but maybe have a bit of anxiety about starting conversations with strangers. What sort of advice would you have for those people, Aaron?
Yeah, my biggest tip for people when they get started, and this comes back to your research as well, is find the person that you gel with, that you can click with the best, and get them to coach you on how to do that. And that comes down to your research too. So have you made the phone calls? Have you found people that are willing to help you? Do they have a system to teach you? Are they willing to catch up with you face-to-face on the phone for free as part of your business training? And if there's not that support and that system, perhaps another company or another group of people may be better. And they'll be able to show you exactly, you know, how to do step one, step two, step three. And if part of that is talking on the phone to people, if part of that is presenting, they're going to be able to teach you those things. For those types of things, some people, well, probably the majority of people are quite fearful. If you say, it all makes sense, it's all great, but I'm just so scared of picking up the phone, scared of cold calling, I'm scared of presenting on stage. Mm. Well, that's 97% of the population. So don't worry about that and don't beat yourself up about that. If you really want to be successful, you just, again, I've spoken about it on previous podcast shows, you've got to be courageous. So when you know that 97% of people are scared to pick up the phone and call people or get on stage, that's okay, because you're amongst the majority, but you've got to be courageous and do it anyway. And the more you do it, you'll be surprised. I mean, my story is a long story, but yeah, a few years ago, I could not get up in front of people and talk. I would physically shake, and I would get about,
I can't imagine that of you now, Aaron.
Three words out, Ben, I'm telling you, and I'd get a cold sweat going. My right leg would start shaking up and down, and I'd just be no good.
You don't want to share those words with us on this forum, I take it?
Well, there weren't many words to share. But I just knew that to go where I wanted to go, that was a big part of what I needed to get good at. Look, I made myself look silly a few times, but I was just determined, learnt it. The more I did it, the better I got at it. And so, again, it all comes back to, if it means enough to and your why's big enough, nothing's going to stand in your way, but find someone that can teach it to you and help you do it together.
Okay. Well, look, a lot of people chat to me, you know, they've got into their home-based business and they're wondering where their business is actually going to come from. So what sort of tips and where would you suggest people go and look for their business outside their family and friends?
when you're in home business, it is still a business. So you got to treat it like you were, you know, just imagine you bought a coffee shop or a gym or anything. You treat your home business like you would treat a traditional business, something that you've invested your, I guess, your livelihood. You may have got a mortgage over your house. You've got a big debt from the bank. If you treat that business, your home business, the same, you know, you can get results. So you got to do your traditional thing, a business launch. So again, we put it back into traditional business. If you open a coffee shop, you wouldn't just have your doors closed on day one and that's it. So you want to do a business launch to kick your business off the ground. You need to let people know. Always like saying, start with your warm market. If you're getting into traditional business or you're getting into home business, you really do need to have that warm market as your first point of call, because they're people that know you, trust you, like you, and you need to let them know that what you're doing, the business decision that you're going to do. If you've got respect, people like you and trust you, that can lead on to other things as well. So I always say start there, but you got to treat it like a normal business and lead generation, conversion strategies, all these different types of things. You got to have that new age approach with the internet implemented into it, social media presence and so on. So you got to always bring customers to you as well.
So that's that social proof that you're talking about. Start with people that already like you, trust you, and maybe they can refer you into other people through their social proof. Okay, so we're at a point where we're now getting out there and getting started. We've got our family and friends that are referring us to other people, starting with our social proof. From there, in order to actually get to a stage where you are leveraged, what do you need to do as far as building a team of people around you to actually help you do that? Because look, being in home business can be a little bit lonely at times, and you need to, I suppose, keep your mind set up. You've got to keep your energy high and all that kind of thing. How do you go about building a team of people around you?
Yeah, well, this starts to come back, Ben, to, you know, the model that we've chosen now. And so I guess you're home and you're a bookkeeper and you're doing a home business in bookkeeping and that's all you want to do with the income, then you don't have to worry too much about that. Where I was looking at something is I wanted something, again, as I said, seven figures, residual, do it quickly. I wanted something that was global as well. And that's one of my big tips. If you're really thinking big, think about a global home business, because you can sit at home on Facebook now and communicate with people in just about every country around the world. The internet makes it a small place, social media, we can do webinars. So that'd be one of my tips, to look for a global business. And that's what me and Craig were looking for. Again, we started with the end in mind. And what we found was, and we tried everything, Ben. I mean, we've been through the ringer. We've done the eBay businesses, the eBooks, the membership websites, franchises, everything. But for us, there was nothing that really could get us to where we wanted to go quicker than network marketing. And that's why we went down that business model from 2008 onwards. It gone through the roof with technology and the way that it was. So for us, building those teams becomes really important, because that's our business model. We started with the entrepreneurs that we knew, and we did social media and all the new age stuff. Now we're always thinking big, like we've got Russia opening up as a country soon, and you can just go into Google and start looking for Russian entrepreneurs. But you know, I've just done a three-way call with a guy in Perth, spoke to a guy this morning in New York through Skype. And so that's really the new age of business, where we're looking for half a dozen really big players all around the world, which is so simple now to expand our networks. And me and Craig love traveling all around the world to help those guys to then expand theirs. So it becomes that not necessarily who you know, but who do you know that knows somebody? And one big tip that I got was I just rang, you know, the biggest entrepreneur that I knew, asked for referrals. He put me on to a fantastic girl, and all of a sudden my business is in 55 countries around the world with over 20,000 people. Referrals can be very, very good. So it's about turning over rocks and looking for good people for us in all different means and avenues.
Okay. To paraphrase that, what you're actually saying is you don't need to know everybody out there yourself. All you need to know is a couple of people that actually know some other key people that can help your business to get to where it needs to be.
Yeah, well, I sound all smart here, sitting here saying, look for a global business. But I tell you, 3-4 years ago, that wasn't one of my tick boxes. You know, I thought, I don't know anyone overseas. So why would I need a global business? I know people in Australia. I can market to people in Australia that seem to find a good product range, some good people, good timing, good company. But that was very naive of me. So if you're listening to this podcast, hope a light bulb goes off, because I started local, and then someone in Adelaide knew someone in Perth, that knew someone in Melbourne, that knew someone in Singapore, that knew someone in Malaysia, that knew someone in China, that knew someone in Canada. And that's how it bounced around, exactly, Ben, to 55 countries. I've probably only Invited about half a dozen people into my business myself, but yet we're in 55 countries, and it's exactly because it's not who I know, it's who they know that knows that knows and knows, and it just bounces around word of mouth. If you've got a good company, a good product range that's global.
Yeah. Now, Craig, you were talking about the internet before, and when we would have got into business in the beginning, well, we had the internet, but we didn't have smartphones. And I remember spending a fortune on phone calls and just to run the business. And Aaron before was talking about things like Skype. Is that what you were talking about is the perfect time to get into something like this with the means of communication?
You know, the internet's one thing, smartphones one thing, but internet tools has emerged dramatically. So for me, one of my strategies for building my global business is using things like webinar platforms. You know, in particular, GoToMeeting is the webinar platform I use, but there's plenty out there on the market. But now, you know, it's pretty hard to build a business in Asia if you don't have the app WhatsApp. You know,
oh, yes. So, everyone's on WhatsApp.
Yeah. So,
WhatsApp.
What do you say?
And the other thing that we use quite regularly is Skype, but not just Skype, Skype Premium, you know, because it allows you to ring mobile phones, landlines, and that in countries all around the world as well. So, we're using internet tools to help you grow your international business. An important thing to do also, download World Clock, because you get caught out. I've been caught out. I've called someone in the middle of the night just thinking that the world's
flat. People in the US at 3 a.m.
Yes, I've been the recipient of a few of those myself too. Not from Craig, thankfully.
But, you know, these are the internet tools that can really be amazing for your business. When I travel overseas, I use Skyscanner, and I go there and I just check absolutely every different option to get where I want to go. So, there's some tips on some internet tools that can actually help you if you're thinking about this more of a global approach to business. But that's not for everyone. Some people are quite happy, as I said, being a bookkeeper, a lawnmower round, a mortgage broker, selling furniture on eBay or whatever it is. Whatever it suits your, I guess, vision and passion, that's where you go for.
And the expense of these things is relatively nil, just about, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can use Skype for free and...
Yeah,
I've never paid for WhatsApp yet, so I don't know if anybody else does.
WhatsApp's free, and that's the other thing people should look at. You know, low risk, low getting into, low overheads, but high return. That's what's available in home business.
Well, just before we wind up, we're almost out of time. Just rattle off a couple of these communication tools like WhatsApp. There's a whole bunch of them there. Why don't you rattle a few off for people? They might want to jump on and download them because they're definitely useful tools.
Yeah, I'm just looking at my phone here, Benny, and all the big ones, all the big fish, Facebook on the front. I've even got a weather zone to make sure I know what the weather's doing when I'm traveling. But yeah, as Craig said, World Clock, you got your Skype Premium. You know what I use for travel? I think Craig uses a different one, but I've got a World Mate. So every time I book a flight, I get an email, or I send it straight to my World Mate app, and all I do is click on there. Now I see where my flight times are, who I'm flying with.
Fantastic.
And so it's just very simple. You got to make it as simple as you can in home business. Craig, what else have you got there?
Yes, the usual ones, all your social media platforms. I stick to three main social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, but they're really good for building international. World Clock, Skyscanner. They're the
Viber.
Viber's another one, yeah.
Tango.
Do you tweet, boys? Do you tweet very much?
Not massively, but I still have a presence on there. But people follow me mainly through Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Okay. Well, guys, that brings us to the end of another episode of JFire Radio. If you've got any questions, send them through, questions@jfireradio.com. I think we're probably due, with the questions have been rolling in over the last couple of weeks, so we're probably due to have a questions and answers.
We've been inundated.
So, guys, we'll look forward to seeing you again next week. Until then, go out there and smash it.
Live life on your terms.
See you then.